Welcome to the Grinders Ugly Podcast, where I'm your lovely, gracious, beautiful host, loving host, flawed host, but thankful host, Kyle Allen. My last podcast was called Goal-Oriented Until Death. And in that pod, go back and listen to it if you haven't, and in that pod I was speaking about how goals are extremely important. Extremely important. And at the same time, they can absolutely make life a living, boring hell. There's so many calendars, so many planners. And the more you start like getting into the world of health, fitness, and you know, organization and business, and those things are all important. But I'm starting to realize how much they're selling to us. This idea that one day Kyle Allen will have all these calendars, all these goals, all these plans. And because of that, I will be able to achieve. I will be able to achieve all I ever wanted. And I'll have a flawless schedule. And I'll know everything that everybody's doing, and I know where my wife's at, and I know where the kids are, and then I have this from 6 to 5, and because I'm so rigid and so I'm so goal oriented and so organized, then my life will become easier. And in some ways, obviously, having a plan and organization is key. But I'm going to equate this to love. I'm going to equate this to relationship, and I'm going to equate this to family and connection. This past month of January has been cold, not only for myself, but for me and my wife. We're trying to figure out, she's turning her age, I turned my age, our birthdays are close together, we're both Capricorns, if that means anything to y'all. We had to work some things out this month. And I've been waiting to record this podcast because number one, the minute you stop dating your spouse, the minute you stop being inquisitive about who and what they are, and staying, and the minute you stop being curious because you know them. I know them. You know, Shayla always eats cantaloupe on a Thursday, so she's always going to eat cantaloupe on a Thursday. And in relationships, there's so many things that I've always heard growing up or seen in my adult life. And by the way, side note, we have to stop always equating back to when we were growing up. We've lived, most of us, some of us, if you're listening, have lived your adult life for over 10 years. You can't just keep pulling on your childhood of why you are the way you are. You just simply can't. At some point, you got to start, okay, listen, this is where I'm at today. And over the last 10 years, what have I done? Stop going back to what your mama did to you. It has to stop. And I'm not saying that whatever happened to you in the past doesn't matter, but I'm saying at some point it can be an excuse for yourself. Sorry, but we're going to keep it real on the Grinders Ugly Podcast. We just are. And I felt like me and my wife were trying to figure out who we both are again. Because when we first started, I was 23. She was her age, 31. We're trying to figure out what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. Kids, 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 job, 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 degree, 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 moving houses, getting kicked out of one house, not because of us, but life happens, having to quickly find an apartment, get in the apartment, and quickly we got a home, and then from there, I graduated, she graduated. Life just, so many things happened in our 7 years of marriage so far that it's like, sometimes you're like, dang, bro, like, we've done a lot in 7 years. We've done a lot. We've been successful. We've grown. But who are we now? It's like after the war is won, right? We've been at war, so to speak, trying to get this for the kids, trying to get this for ourselves, trying to keep growing, keep prospering for ourselves, right? Where are we now? Everyone's always talking about how the war, we will always, like in church, they say the battle, like we will win the war, like God will win the war, that type of thing, right? Yes, we might win the war, but after the war is won, after the North beat the South, it was bloody. People lost their lives. People were injured. People never saw their family. Like, so there is casualties when you're in the grind, when you're goal-oriented, when you're focused. There's casualties. Those casualties are emotion. Those casualties are togetherness. If you're not prioritizing along the way. Now, mind you. I'm saying this now because what I've learned. I did not even think about this at 25. You're in it. When you're in war, you're not thinking about, you can't even afford to think about the steak dinner if you survive it. In war, it just feels like war. Sometimes in marriage, it can become, we get the kids up, we go to work, we come home, we put them down, we get up, we get the, during the week, if you don't break up the monotony, it could just become one long movie where there's one long scene, but it stays the same. That is the trap. So me and my wife, we're dating each other again. We are deciding, hey, you know what? You know what? What was doesn't have to be what's going, what's coming. And what was great, but it's not gonna get us another 7 years. And I encourage you, if you are married in a relationship or if you have a friendship that you want, I don't care. Relationship is a relationship. I want you to remember, you never know a person. You might know them, but you never know them. And that's the beauty of us as individuals. That is the beauty. Stay inquisitive. Stay seeking. And translate everything I'm saying to life, to your art, to your work. Stay hungry. Stay, never stop the juice. Never just go, you know what, man, I always play basketball. Man, everyone that's ever played a sport takes it for granted. It's like, oh, man, I gotta go hoop. Till you roll your ankle and you can't hoop no more. And you're like, dang, I miss basketball. It's the human code. Some of that we cannot help. Humans are humans, but intentionality can help. So rather than goal-oriented, I'm becoming more intentional. Both are needed, but who cares about a goal if I reach it and I reach it by myself and I'm alone and the kids are discombobulated and my wife's in Tokyo and I'm over here in Afghanistan. And we reached all our goals, but where's our family? Where am I at? Where is she at? Where's our friends and family at? Have we connected with them? There's just so much to this life that has to be intentional more than goal-oriented. Because to me, in my opinion, having a goal, man, I really want to walk every day this week, and being intentional about the goal is different. You can have all the goals you want, but where are your intentions? What are your intentions for the goal? Get married, good for you. What are your intentions with that marriage? Get the new job, good for you. What are your intentions with that job? Get a new girlfriend, good for you. What are your intentions? Bring your wife flowers, what are your intentions? And also, let me be very, very, very ultimately clear. It takes two to tango. It takes two to tango. And what I mean by that is, there's a lot of relationships where one feels they're giving more than the other, right? It just is what it is. But I also really, 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 really reject modern love because it is fickle, it is never unconditional, and it always has a stipulation. Tit for tat ruins relationships. If I gave you a dollar on Monday and I tell you on Thursday, well, I gave you that dollar on Monday, the way I gave that dollar was with poor intentions. I asked my mom once, I'll never forget it. Mom, you do all this stuff for so many people and yet you don't you don't get the people will take it, but then act like you never gave it type thing, right? And she said, if I gave it with those intentions, I was never, my spirit was never right anyway. I'm not doing it for that. So that never comes across my mind most times because I'm not doing it for that. It's about your intentions. It's about your intentions. And I wanted to take the time this morning to share that. Where are your intentions in your relationships, in your life, in your job? What are you intentionally doing? Whether that's intentionally doing it or intentionally doing it, you're doing it. You are doing something. Just what is it? The question is, hey, what are you doing? Look around your room, look around your car, look around your ambiance, wherever you're at listening to this, and ask yourself, what am I doing? What are my intentions? And recalibrate. Thank you for listening to Grinders Upbeat Podcast. I am your humble, gracious host, Kyle Allen. Please like, comment, please share the pod if you love it, if you listen to it. It always goes a long way, and I'm always very thankful. This is year 3 of the podcast, and we're rolling. We're going to keep rolling. I love doing it. I love the listeners. I love when I'm out and somebody says, hey, man, I listen to the pod. It never gets old, ever. And I'm going to say it again. People have been listening for 3 years, and I don't take it for granted. So thank you for listening to Grinders Upbeat Podcast.